Three convicted of murdering man whose body was found in city of Walnut. Los Angeles. Three men were convicted on August 18 of murdering a 21-year-old man whom a prosecutor argued was mistakenly targeted because one of the men wrongly believed that one of his adult daughters had been assaulted by the victim. The downtown Los Angeles jury found Stephen Anthony Hurd, 55, Johnny Sierra Velasquez, 41, and Jesus Delgado, 49, guilty of one count each of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder involving the August 27, 2015, attack in a Claremont apartment on 21-year-old Joshua Rodriguez, who was found dead in Walnut 11 days later. Jurors also found true the special circumstance allegation of murder while lying in wait, along with an allegation that all three men personally used a firearm and that Mr. Hurd personally used zip ties. The panel rejected the special circumstance allegations of murder during the commission of a kidnapping and murder involving the infliction of torture. Mr. Rodriguez, a Pomona resident, was attacked in a Claremont apartment where he had been sleeping. He was found dead with zip ties around his neck and wrists, and an autopsy determined that he had been strangled. Deputy District Attorney Phil Sterling told jurors that Mr. Hurd, a gang member, recruited other gang members and associates to help him find and attack Mr. Rodriguez after getting permission from a prison-based gang to kill Mr. Rodriguez, who is a member of a separate gang, in the mistaken belief that the young man had assaulted his daughter. Vigilante justice gets it wrong, Mr. Sterling said in his closing argument, in which he said that the evidence of intent to kill was overwhelming. The prosecutor noted that Mr. Hurd's daughter told her father before Mr. Rodriguez was killed that he was not responsible for the attack on her. Mr. Hurd's attorney, Christopher Shearer, told jurors that there was not a single piece of forensic evidence that ties Mr. Hurd to this crime scene, saying that the witnesses being called in the case included a motley collection of people who were in a really bad spot themselves and looking to get out of it. Mr. Velasquez's lawyer, Steve Meister, called it a dad case and not a gang case, adding that Mr. Velasquez was not guilty of the crimes he's charged with. Mr. Delgado's attorney, Daniel Nardoni, said his client did not have any intent to kill Joshua Rodriguez, was not a gang member and didn't even know the victim. The three defendants are facing life in prison without the possibility of parole, with sentencing set September 15 before Superior Court Judge George G. Lomelli. Four other people pleaded guilty or no contest to lesser crimes in exchange for lighter sentences.